The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
WKLM.
High school basketball, hometown radio, FM 95.3 WKLM Millersburg. It's 7 o'clock. Time now to head to the dungeon. It's girls basketball. Wes Holmes playing host to Mount Vernon on WKLM. Jake Seidel has the call on WKLM.
Good evening from the dungeon here at Wes Holmes High School as we get set up for high school girls basketball action with Mount Vernon Yellow Jackets visiting the Wes Holmes Knights. We'll talk with Wes Holmes head coach Lindsey Belden coming up next on the pregame show.
Whatever Mother Nature has in store, you're not worried because you've got Yokohama's Geolander AT-G015 on your side. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC to find out what a new set of all-terrain tires can do for your truck or SUV. This tire is all traction, designed to take you from the pavement to the trail in any weather, anytime you want. Discover the Yokohama Geolander AT-G015 and get ready to experience what all-terrain is all about. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on new tire purchases. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Millersburg 330-674-0025 or their other locations in Spencer, Mount Vernon, and now open in Loudonville.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com. A single-family home located at 10229 Township Road 67 in Kilbuck is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $850,000. This property was built in 2002 and has four bedrooms and two full and two partial baths with 4,912 square feet. Located in the West Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Jamie Miller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at Kaufman Realty.
Viker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mixed styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Viker Concrete has served Holmes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Viker Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Viker Concrete.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Jake Saddle here with Knights head coach Lindsey Belden. And coach, right back in the thick of things in the OCC race with a big win your last time out over Mansfield Senior.
Yeah, I mean, we scored 30 points. They scored 28. Not the game kind of I was expecting to be in and win scoring 30 points, but we played well defensively. That feels like 6 months ago. We haven't played in a week, and so we're just excited, you know, to coming off that win. We had a good week and get back at it tonight.
And Coach, it seems like your team has hit a stride that you kind of been waiting for the beginning of the season for them to hit.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, the coaches and I were talking about. We played Mount Vernon last time, and then the next game we played Zanesville, and that's kind of where we took off was after that Zanesville game. And so, you know, I think we're playing some of our best basketball right now. We're in at the beginning of the season, and that's okay. And so hopefully, you know, the tournament draws tomorrow, and we can keep this rolling. We have four regular season games left, and you know, then go win a district title.
Coach, you've got Mount Vernon tonight, as you said, and you never really know what to expect out of the Yellow Jackets. What are you expecting to see tonight? What do you want your team to do?
Yeah, I mean, the first time we played them, it was a 6 or 7 point game. They were up big in the first half, or the first quarter, I guess. And, you know, they're going to play hard. They make shots. And, you know, they don't have really one particular kid that's going to stand out. They just have, you know, a solid group of kids that are all going to play really hard and do the little things the right way. So we have to be ready to play and play hard and be fundamental.
Well, Coach, I also heard you took your team down to see an alumni of your program play at the collegiate level today. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what it's like for these girls to see a player that's not too far removed having an impact at the next level?
Yeah, we had a good day. You know, we left this morning, went down and watched Katie play at Mount Vernon. Went to lunch afterwards and came back. And so it was a good day for our kids to just hang out. And they spent a lot of time outside of the basketball court together. And, you know, and then to watch Katie, you know, she played with a couple of these kids. The freshmen, sophomores, obviously were middle school. But for them to see, you know, what that looks like at the next level, I think is important. And just an overall program builder that, you know, we still want to support her at the next level too.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for your time today. Good luck tonight against Mount Vernon.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and at Millersburg Electric, we understand that your time is valuable, and you deserve a salesperson who will listen to your needs and budget, then works hard to search for availability of the right appliance to get to you in the timeliest manner. As part of a multi-million dollar buying group, our pricing is just as competitive as all those larger stores, and we get quick access to thousands of appliances. Finally, we'll send a dedicated delivery and install team to your home, and we offer service on your purchase long after the sale. Since 1945, Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at millersburgelectric.com.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Sierra Pacific Windows and Doors are MRV Siding Supply. Their products enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with all wood windows in 9 wood species with 59 exterior colors. Whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From their Sierra Pacific Transcend replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double-hung windows. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Denco Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denco Marketing. And while Denco Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denco Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Dungeon, getting set for this matchup between the Knights and the Yellow Jackets. Jake Seidel alongside Don Hall for tonight's ball game. Our video crew today is Jacob Heading producing, and Adrian Garibrandt is our videographer, and Michael Hammond pushing all the buttons back at WKLM Sports Central on the radio side today. Well, tell you a little bit about these two teams. Mount Vernon coming in with a record of 6-12 on the season. They are 4-8 in OCC play. That is good for fifth place in the conference. West Holmes, 13-5 on the season. They are 11-1 in the OCC. That is second place officially in a tie with Mansfield Senior at 11-1 for the conference. These two teams played back on December 30th, and in that game, Allie McMillan led the way with 13 points. Zelena Proper had 11. Keegan Uhl added 8, and then three Knights added 4 apiece, and Chloe Patton, Neely Fair, and Aviana Yoder. Meanwhile, on the other side, it was Caitlin Thompson who added, she had 3 points and 5 rebounds. Reese Lepley added 13 points. She had 4 rebounds. And then 11 from Kimber Bell, 5 from Dapperich, and 3 from Madeline Jones in that contest just over a month ago down at Mount Vernon. Take a look at the area standings. Actually, first we'll tell you about the last few games for these teams. Of course, West Holmes coming off a huge win over Mansfield Senior, 30-28, a hard-fought contest over in Mansfield. Before that, they defeated Worcester 60-37, New Philly 68-37, and Ashland 63-57. On the other side for Mount Vernon, they're coming off a 39-36 loss to Marion Harding. Before that, though, they had a win 54-45 over Worcester, and then they also fell to Mansfield Senior 33-26. They fought the Tigers hard in that contest as well. Around the area then, taking a look at our local teams, Loudonville on top with a record of 16-1 after their win against Lucas last night. Highland 16-2, Danville 14-6, Wayndale's 14-4, Triway 13-4, West Holmes 13-5, Central Christian 9-9 for the Comets, and Garaway is 6-11. But when you take a look at our area teams here, six of them are six best, all have at least 13 wins. And they are all within 3 wins of each other. We are, again, very blessed to have such good girls basketball around our local area. In the OCC, West Holmes and Mansfield Senior, both 11-1 on the season in OCC play. Lexington in third at 8-5. Ashland's in fourth at 7-7. Mount Vernon in fifth at 4-8. Madison in sixth at 4-9. Worcester at 3-9 in seventh. New Philadelphia 2-10 in 8th place. We'll take a timeout and we'll come back. We'll talk more about this matchup with Mount Vernon with Don Hall here on WKLM.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a song. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pool buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. They have sweet and crisp Eastern grown Gala apples for 99 cents a pound, IGA tomato juice for $1.88, and IGA darker light kidney beans or chili beans for 88 cents. They also have pork loin boneless country style ribs for $2.49 a pound, pork loin boneless pork roast for $2.49 a pound, ballpark all beef franks for $3.99, Sugardale sliced bacon for $2.99, 16 ounce package of tilapia fillets for $4.99, and 16 to 20 count cooked cocktail shrimp for $7.49. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Middlesbrough.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421. Or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Back in the dungeon getting set up for this matchup between the Knights and the Jackets. Jake Seidel alongside Coach Don Hall. Coach, last time we saw West Holmes play, they had a very hard-fought, low-scoring game against Mansfield Senior that got them right back in contention for another OCC title.
That was a huge win, a good signature win for West Holmes. They needed that, but there's a little saying in the coaching field in basketball, control the tempo, you control the game, and that's what West Holmes did up there against Mansfield Senior. Therefore, they slowed the ball down quite a bit and sort of shortened the game by having a minute or two during each possession.
And really, it seems like going back to that Strasburg game at the Classic in the Country, this team has been able to settle down, and it's the West Holmes team we've been kind of waiting to hit their stride all season.
Yeah, but we've been waiting for that, and actually West Holmes has been waiting for that. but they've sort of found their identity. They're starting to mesh together well. Everybody's accepting their roles. And starting to play really, really good basketball at the end of the season. That's when you want to be playing your best basketball.
Now, Mount Vernon's coming in with a 6-12 record, but they haven't played like a 6-12 team. They've played a lot of good teams very close. They just haven't been able to get over the hump.
Yeah. Well, the first game with West Holmes down there, December 30th, I was able to call that game, and it was a 44-37 game, and it was a really, really close game, and up to the last couple minutes where West Holmes was able to get that 7-point victory. West Holmes did what they had to do. They didn't shoot very well, but they made the free throws that game, and therefore was able to pull out that victory.
Yeah, we talked about in that game, Allie McMillan Led the way with just 11 points in that game, and 13, pardon me, Zelina Proper had 11, and then just 4 points for any other score. What do they have to do to get those numbers up today and get a win on their home court?
Well, that's the thing about West Holmes. You just mentioned Allie McMillan and Zelina Proper, but still you have Keegan Ull, you've got Chloe Patton, you got Aviana Yoder, you've got Briar Klein. I mean, you just never know who is going to lead you in scoring, and nobody from West Holmes on the basketball team cares who leads in scoring, but they're all going to have to, you know, contribute tonight. I mean, I bet you West Holmes girls would be happy if everybody scored 8 points. You know,
coach would be happy if every team player scored 8 points.
Right, but yeah, they're going to have to, you know, handle the ball. They've been doing a really good job on the offensive boards here lately, so they can need to continue to do that and just limit their turnovers.
Well, getting set for this one. Teams heading to their benches. The national anthem's coming up next, so we'll go ahead and step aside. We'll be back with the starting lineups here on WKLM.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low-slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low-slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Everyone knows that Millersburg Tire Service sells a lot of farm tires like BKT, Seat, Firestone, Michelin, Titan, Galaxy, D-Stone, and Alliance. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we also sold over 10,000 heavy-duty truck tires last year in 29 different brands. We can mount them in our truck bay, or we can drop them off. If it runs on tires, Millersburg Tire Service has it, or we can get it from the many suppliers that we have available. Plus, we sell tires in Ohio and all the surrounding states. When you want the best, call Millersburg Tire Service at 330-674-1085 and talk to one of our knowledgeable sales staff, celebrating our 70th year in the tire business.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all other types of furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
These starting lineups are brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now with the starting lineups, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Jake. Starting tonight for your visiting team, the Mount Vernon Yellow Jackets. I was getting ready to say orange. I mean, no. Yeah, the Lady Yellow Jackets, because not a whole lot of yellow out there. But anyways, number 4, a senior guard, Caitlin Dabridge. Number 11, a junior guard, Caitlin Thompson. Number 21, a junior guard, Haley Burke. Number 33, a junior forward, Kimber Bell. And round out your starting 5. Number 35, a junior forward, Reese Lepley. And the Lady Yellow Jackets are coached by head coach Scott Dabridge. And for your home team tonight, your West Holmes Lady Knights. Number 3, a 5'7" sophomore guard, averaging 9.1 points a game, Briar Klein. Number 12, a 5'5" senior guard averaging 6.6 points a game, Allie McMillan. Number 15, a 5'8" senior guard forward averaging 4.3 points a game, Chloe Patwin. Number 21, a 5'10" junior forward averaging 6.6 points a game, Aviana Yoder. And rounding out your starting five, number 24, a 5'5" senior guard averaging 8.5 points a game, Keegan Ull. And your West Holmes Lady Knights are led by head coach Lindsay Belden.
These starting lineups have been brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs. They'll have your car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call at 330-674-1953. Mount Vernon's in their road blacks, trimmed in orange and white. Mount Vernon across the front with orange numerals on the front and back of the jersey. West Holmes in their home whites, trimmed in red and blue. A blue West Holmes on the front and red numerals trimmed in blue on the front and back. As we get set to get this one going, good to see Chloe Patton back out there. She took some hard hits in that game against Mansfield Senior, but she's out there and getting ready to get things going. Patton going to take the jump here against Kimber Bell. Knights moving left to right over your radio dial. Left to right for the Knights, right to left for the Jackets, and the Jackets will win the tip as it finds its way back to Haley Burke. Burke across the timeline working against McMillan will give it up on the left wing side for Kimber Bell. Bell, right wing side now for Thompson. Thompson dribbles to the right, now gives it up to Daprich up top. Now back on the right wing side, that's Lepley. Here's Thompson now. She'll send it back up and will reset with Bell. Bell's pass knocked away. That's a big jump there by Briar Klein, able to knock the ball out of the passing lane, but it stays with the Yellow Jackets. Right wing side now for Daprich. She'll give it back up for Lepley. Lepley kicks it down left wing side for Burke. Now back around the horn. It finds itself on the right wing with Burke. Now here's Bell up top on to the left of the lane. Kicks it again on the right wing side for Burke. A full minute's come off the clock already on this possession as Lepley has the basketball. Lobs it down low. Thompson misses the shot. Rebound by Keegan Ull. Ull gives it up to McMillan, who drives in. McMillan bounce pass underneath to Aviana Yoder, who get it up and in.
Well, that's what Allen McMillan does best in the open court. She finds that open girl.
Knights show full court press as it's in the back court. Burke has it on the far side. Correction, that's Bell. Ball will be tipped out of bounds by Aviana Yoder.
But I'll tell you, that first possession that Mount Vernon had, that's what they want to do. They want to run some time off that clock, but they want to score.
They're very patient. They want to find their shot. They don't want to give the one West Holmes is giving them, much like we saw last night in the boys' game against Mansfield Senior. Burke has it. We'll give it up to Bell. Now here's Lepley. Lepley lobs it down low again. Briar Klein again getting her hand in there and will cause a turnover. Patton with the basketball, crosses the timeline, kicks it over to Keegan Ull. She can't handle it, and it'll be picked up by Reese Lepley. Lepley loses the ball, but it'll be picked back up there by Daprich in the backcourt. She'll cross the timeline, moves down on the left wing. Daprich now have a kick ball on Keegan Ull.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. West Holmes wants to have an up-tempo type game, and Mount Vernon wants to slow it down. But I'll tell you what, if I was Mount Vernon, I'd try to stay away from those corners down there because you're going to get double-teamed by West Holmes.
2-0 West Holmes lead, 6:13 to play here first quarter. They'll lob it up top, and ball finds its way to Kimber Bell. She'll give it up to Lepley. Now back on the left wing side for Burke. We'll reset, now move right wing side for Daprich. Top of the key, wants to move to the right, now lobs it down low and put it up and count the bucket and one for Kimber Bell.
Boy, Kimber Bell, real nice looking basketball player, nice and strong, looks to be about 6 foot.
So a chance for three the old fashioned way here for Kimber Bell, and the first foul in the ball game is going to go against Keegan Ull. First attempt is up and in there, and it will give the Yellow Jackets their first lead at 3-2. McMillan across the timeline. Bounce pass to Patton. Patton gives it up right wing side for Keegan Ull. Ull lobs down to Aviana Yoder on the right block. Fakes, now kicks it up top for Briar Klein. Klein drives into the lane. Floater in the lane and will get it in.
But good, nice, solid penetration by Briar. Good finish as well.
Five and a half to play. Full court press once again here. They'll get it up and over to Reese Lepley. Lepley, top of the key, drives in left side. Now stops, works against Aviana Yoder. Hook shot's no good, and rebound to Breyer Klein. Klein across the timeline, kicks it to Patton. Patton takes a long two on the right wing, can't get it to fall. Rebound is tipped in the air and eventually brought in there by Kimber Bell. Bell will give this one up to Haley Burke. Burke across the timeline, working against McMillan, now drives in, bounce pass underneath. Great job, Chloe Patton, just spikes that ball out of the hands of Caitlin Thompson. Klein the other way, spin move in the paint, throws it up, no good. Rebound going to be brought in there by Bell. And now a foul going to go against McMillan. A little too much contact on that far side.
You know, that's what Chloe Patton gives you, especially on that defensive end. She's always where she needs to be, just a solid defensive player. May not show it on the offensive end. She can score if she needs to, though.
Now, Vernon basketballs will come here on the left wing side with Bell. She'll lob it now, gets it back. Loses the basketball, and again, Chloe Patton causing a turnover. Here is Keegan Uhl, picks up her dribble, needs help, finds Patton right wing side. Breyer Klein was trying to get a three up there, but couldn't get a good handle on the basketball. Gives it up to Keegan Uhl. Now underneath for Aviana Yoder. Keegan Uhl with that no-look pass, and Aviana Yoder has 4 points, 6-3 the lead for West Holmes. Thomas with the basketball, lobs it down to Burke. Burke driving in to the block, throws it up, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Breyer Klein, and she'll give it up to McMillan. McMillan got it to Patton, who wasn't looking, turns around, sees the ball comes at her. She'll miss her shot, getting the rebound, then stepping on the baseline is Kimber Bell. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies player of the game. Six Monies is your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with our latest offerings at sixmonies.com. Six Monies, where quality and service never go out of style. Ball bounced in to Yoder, and now we'll move right wing side. Keegan Uhl thought about a three. Now takes one straight on, rims out, rebound is on the floor. And Breyer Klein tied up underneath the basket, and that'll keep the ball with the Knights. Great job by Breyer Klein getting in there to knock the ball away that time. Into Breyer Klein, now bounce pass to Patton. Patton turns around, puts it up. Backboard and falls.
Nice little set play. Good finish by Chloe Patton.
8-3 now the West Holmes lead. 3:43 to play in quarter number one. Ellie Jones checks in for the first time tonight. McMillan called for a foul. I don't know if she made contact behind there. It looked like she had gotten the basketball knocked away pretty cleanly, but McMillan will pick up her second foul.
Bring Zelina Proper. I think Zelina Proper is the second leading scorer for the Knights coming off the bench.
In the backcourt, here's Haley Burke. Burke crossed the timeline, almost ran herself into a double team. We'll give that ball up to Bell now. Back to Burke. Top of the key, gets a screen. Now trying to lob down to Bell. Bell kicks it out right wing side to Lepley. Now back up top, and we'll reset to Jones on the left wing. And now here's Dapridge. Dapridge walks.
Be the fourth Mount Vernon turnover this quarter.
Madeline Jones going to check in for her, I believe. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you tonight by Millersburg Tire Service. Michael Hammond will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way until midnight. Across the timeline, here is Proper. Now finds its way back to Klein. Klein drives in, has her shot blocked, and it'll be picked up on the rebound by Jones. Jones looking to go coast to coast. Gets a bounce pass off to Lepley, and she has her shot blocked. And a foul going to be called, though, on Breyer Klein, I believe.
Yes.
I didn't see that play. I looked down at my roster. Did you see that one?
I did not. I was looking down as well.
That is team foul number four on the Knights. Aviana Yoder going to check out, and at the line is Reese Lepley shooting two. And she'll miss the front end there. Checking in for Mount Vernon, here's Caitlin Thompson. West Holmes leads 8-3 here, 2:55 to play in the first frame. Lepley gets the ball for her second attempt. We'll throw this one up and miss them both. Keegan Uhl with the rebound. And that might be the case of the ball don't lie. left wing side. Now, Breyer Klein tried to bounce that one underneath to Neely Fair, but ends up committing a turnover. Backcourt now for Haley Burke. Burke across the timeline, looks to move. We'll give this one up now to Thompson. Thompson driving in, right wing side, triple team. Patton almost had a tie up there, kicks it out. Three ball missed by Lepley. Rebounded and brought in by Thompson. She'll miss a shot. Kicks it out to Burke, who misses a three, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be the West Knights basketball. Interesting little sequence there from that.
Going to need some more lead in my pencil right here, right there, with all that writing.
Zelena Proper brings this one up, crosses the timeline. We'll give this one up to Keegan Uhl up top. See Jewel Brown check in and Greta Rollins at the next whistle. So I'll hand that one off to Patton. Down low, here's Keegan Uhl, puts up a three in the corner, drained it. Keegan Uhl can hit those shots, and if she gets hot, it's going to be hard for this Mount Vernon Yellow Jackets team to stop her.
Absolutely.
Here's Lepley driving in, now pulls back and wants to reset. Jones up top, moves left wing side. Going to hand this one off to Olivia Bradley. She tried to lob that one. Patton got a hand on it again and forced another turnover. Proper, bounce pass to Klein. Klein kicks it out. Proper for three on the right wing. Off the mark. Rebound is going to be brought in by Jones. Jones, two on one to the basket, drives in. And Chloe Patton going to be calling on a foul as the two collide as she's going up.
I'll tell you, Mount Vernon's doing a really good job on a change of possession to push the ball down the court when the opportunity arises.
Patton will pick up her first, team's fifth, and at the line, shooting two, here is Madeline Jones. Jones' first attempt is up, back iron, no good. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, let the experienced crew provide a quality convenient oil change. No appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. While there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan to take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Second attempt for Jones, and she'll drain that one. And we'll see Olivia Bradley check out now. And it looks like Haley Burke checking back in for the Yellow Jackets. Proper in the backcourt. Gives it up to Keegan Uhl on the near side. Uhl, cross-court pass to Rollins. Now back to Proper. She'll put up a three left-wing side. Just a bit short on that one. Rebound going to go out of bounds, chased by Jewel Brown and Greta Rollins. But great attempt there. Proper had a wide-open look.
Well, I mean, that's a green light for her every time she gets it. She's that good of a shooter.
Pressure this time from the Knights. Jones gets it across the timeline. Now lobs it. That pass a little off the mark for Thompson. She'll pick it up off the floor, and a tie-up going to be called. It'll keep the ball here with the Yellow Jackets.
You put that ball low. That's about right there where Jewel can grab that. Jewel just missed it. I think Aviana tied her up.
Underneath, the ball's put up, and that'll drop in for Kimber Bell. She has 5 points to lead the way for the Yellow Jackets. Left wing side now for Keegan Uhl. Uhl kicks it right wing side now. Here's Proper. Proper. Bounce pass back up top. Back to Proper from Uhl. Proper looking now cross court for Rollins. Rollins puts up a three with a hand in her face. Back iron no good. Jewel Brown almost had that rebound, but it's going to go to Kimber Bell. Under a minute to play, under 30 seconds to play now as Jones drives in and she will get the bucket.
What a nice little strong drive by Jones.
20 seconds to play, and all of a sudden, it's a three-point ball game. Keegan Uhl kicks it out to Rollins on the right wing side. Rollins needs some help. Back up top now for Jewel Brown. 10 seconds. Brown drives in. Tried to kick it out to Keegan Uhl. It'll be turned over, and now one on none. Driving in. Missing the layup, though, there was Bell. Give an offensive rebound to Thompson, and time will expire. And after one quarter of play, it is West Holmes 11, Mount Vernon 8. We'll take a timeout and come back on WKLM.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeroy Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeroy has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeroy provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeroyHospital.org.
11-8, the lead for the West Holmes Knights. Jake Seidel and Don Hall back with you. Take a look at the first quarter numbers. West Holmes, 1-5 from downtown for a 20%. 0-2 from Mount Vernon. Knights shot 4-7 from two-point land, 3-7 for Yellow Jackets. 2-5 for 40% from the free throw line for Mount Vernon. West Holmes did not attempt a free throw. 8 rebounds by the Knights, 7 by the Jackets, 3 turnovers by the Knights, 5 by the Jackets. West Holmes basketball, Ali McMillan, who's picked up 2 quick fouls in that first quarter, will get the ball back from Breyer Klein. Now back to Klein for a 3 in the corner. Can't get it to fall. Rebound going to be tipped out of the hands of Chloe Patton. It'll go out of bounds and stay with the Knights.
Team rebound for West Holmes right there.
Roper looks to inbound, gets the bounce in and around. Good job there by Patton to hold on to it. Now McMillan for 3, and she gets it in.
But she was calling for that ball. She must have felt that. Good-looking shot by Allie.
Driving across the timeline is Jones. Jones kicks it. Here's Daprich for 3 on the right wing. Air ball. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch they're going to say by Caitlin Thompson. And that'll go to the Knights. Well, after the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game, known for their super soft style. Six Monies can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmonies.com. Six Monies, where quality and service never go out of style. Yoder gets fouled on the arm as she's battling for the ball down low there. And that's the first foul of the ball game on Mount Vernon.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I mean, Mount Vernon's went to a 2-3 service. Spread out 2-3 zone, giving West Holmes just a little bit of trouble on that.
So 14-8, the lead for the Knights. Foul goes on Maddie Jones, adds her first, team's first. Trying to lob that one into Patton, and she can't handle it. Ball was tipped, and it still went off her hand as she's trying to corral it at the baseline, so we'll go the other way.
4 turnovers for West Holmes tonight.
7:04 to play here, second quarter, 14-8, the lead. For West Holmes, they'll get the ball across the timeline, and Jones going to try to get it down to Daprich. She'll have to turn around and reset. Now inside to Thompson. Thompson kicks it out. Daprich for 3 at the right wing. Back iron, no good. Yoder with the rebound. Gives it up to Keegan Uhl. Uhl across the timeline. Lobs underneath. Breyer Klein with the wide-open layup.
Doing a good job of running the court. I'll tell you that. You run the court, Allie McMillan will find you.
16-8 now the lead. Lobbed to Daprich, and she'll pick it up and hold on to it. Now lobbed in the middle. Allie McMillan gets up, high points that ball away. McMillan one-on-one, leaves it for Patton. Patton off the backboard, can't get it. McMillan with the board. She'll put it back and get 2. Oh, what a sequence there by the Knights. Daprich has it on the right wing now for Mount Vernon. She'll give it up to Bell as they look to reset. Now Burke back up top, will give it up to Kimber Bell. Now driving in, here's Daprich. Daprich turns around, tries to kick it up top, finds Thompson. She'll kick it out. Here's a 3 from Burke, and she'll rim it in. Haley Burke with her first points tonight makes it a 7-point ball game, 18-11. Underneath, Aviana Yoder, a little too strong on that layup attempt. Caitlin Thompson with the board. And quickly the other way comes Burke. Daprich on the left wing. Now trying to find Thompson. Thompson, hook shot in the lane, gets it.
That was a tough shot. Nice make, but a tough shot.
18-13, Mount Vernon chipping away at that lead. 5.5 to play here in the second quarter. Down to the corner for Keegan Uhl. Ooh, now sets it over to Klein on the left wing. Now Patton. Patton will try a contested three. Air ball, but picked up underneath by Aviana Yoder, and she'll put it in on the second chance. 5:10 to play now, 20-13 the lead for the West Holmes Knights. Lobbed over on the left side for Kimber Bell. Bell resets. Patton almost had that ball taken away again. It's Thompson with the basketball. We'll give it up now. Here's Burke. Burke right wing. Lobs underneath. Wide open. Getting behind a defender was Kimber Bell, and she had an easy look at the basket.
That's there. A really nice seal by Kimber Bell. Nice little lob pass from out front for an easy layup.
20-15 now the lead for the Knights here. 4.5 to play until halftime. Left wing side for Patton. Now back to McMillan. McMillan lobs underneath for Briar Klein. Loses the basketball. Aviana Yoder trying to pick it up. She loses it. Now we're going to have a tie-up down low. That'll give the ball back to the Yellow Jackets.
It'll be West Holmes' fifth turnover tonight.
And now West Holmes looking like they're trying to slow their offense down a little bit. Trying to find those more
open shots.
Well,
the reason why they're slowing it down is because Mount Vernon went to 1-3-1 zone defense right there. So they're switching up their defenses on West Holmes.
Full court press once again. Ellie Jones with the basketball. Gets a pass off there to Jones. Now driving in there was Burke, but she shuffled her feet. Well, stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. Brought to you tonight by Millersburg Tire Service. Michael Hammond will be reporting on all the scores from all around the area all the way till midnight. Ellie McMillan crosses the timeline for the Knights. Goes left side. Will give it up to Briar Klein. Back to McMillan, now lobs it underneath. Keegan Ole couldn't get the shot to fall. Rebound was brought in by Neely Fair. And it'll stay with the Knights as she had it poked out of her hands, and it'll run out of bounds.
That's a nice little set play by West Holmes for that sort of a diagonal alley-oop to Keegan. Just couldn't quite finish it.
Aviana Yoder drives in, kicks it out to Keegan Ole. Had some trouble holding on to it, able to collect it, and will give it to Briar Klein on the right wing. Left wing side now for McMillan. Right wing side for Keegan Ole. Ole drives in, loses the basketball, but Yoder right there to pick it up. Back to Ole. Fakes now, drives up to the free throw line, kicks it out to McMillan. Allie McMillan drives in, puts it up, and drops it in.
Nice good penetration by Allie, getting to the key and finished on an easy little floater.
7 points for Allie McMillan here in the first half. Across the timeline now is Bell. Bell gives it up to Lepley, and now we'll reset around the horn with Ellie Jones. Jones hands it off, and a travel going to be called against Dapprich. She's had a few of those. That is turnover number 8 on the Yellow Jackets. So 22-15 the lead now for West Holmes with 3:18 to go. Ool crosses the timeline, looks to move on the right wing side, and has Proper. Now down low for Aviana Yoder. Driving in now for Keegan Ole. She'll miss the shot. Rebound going to be brought in there by Bell. Burke gets past Keegan Ole in the backcourt. We'll kick it down into the corner for Lepley. Lepley bounce pass to Bell. Keegan Ole takes the ball out of her hand but goes right to Lepley. She'll drive in, turns, kicks it to Dapprich. Reset now right wing side. Here's Bell. Bell back to Dapprich. She'll put up a three. Front iron, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Proper. 2:40 to play, second quarter, 22-15. Proper driving in, bounce pass to McMillan on the wing. She'll put up a three, no good. Rebound brought in by Dapprich. And now here's Burke in the backcourt. Burke across the timeline. Working one-on-one with Allie McMillan, gets the bounce pass to Dapprich. Now resets back to Burke. Burke wants to drive on the left side, puts it up. And let's see if the foul's going to go on Yoder or McMillan here. And they're going to get McMillan on her third on the block attempt.
I believe they called that one on Aviana right there.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
I got backwards here. 21 and 12. It's close enough. So Aviana Yoder picks up her first. Second attempt now for Jones. No good, and the rebound brought in there by Fair. Driving now, kicked out. Here's Proper for three on the right wing. Got it. Her first bucket.
Just a great job by Allie at pushing the ball down the court, finding Zelina wide open.
Three on the other side coming from Lepley. No good. Rebounded, though, underneath there by, I believe that was Thompson. Back around the horn now. We'll reset with Bell on the left wing. She'll give it up to Jones. Jones lobs it underneath and putting it up. No good from Bell. Gets her own rebound. Second put-up's no good. And it'll go out of bounds. Last touch by West Holmes. So a chance once again. Well, Valentine's Day isn't far away. Stop by the jewelry store for a set of sterling silver earrings, necklaces, or a shiny new ring, and a great selection of watches for the guys, too. We'll tell you more about the jewelry store here in just a moment. They'll lob it up top here. Shopping for Valentine's Day at the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Jones gets the pass off. Now Lepley on the left wing side. Back up top to Jones. Jones drops back. Hands it off to Bell. Bell now right wing side for Lepley. Lob down low for Bell. Somehow gets it through traffic. Throws it up. Can't get it to fall. Klein with the rebound. With 1:10 to play until halftime. McMillan drives in. Kicks it out now. Left wing side for Proper. Now here is Fair on the corner. No good. Rebound brought in by Kimber Bell with under a minute to play here in the first half. Burke drives left wing side, almost loses the basketball, and does. McMillan swipes the pass. She's one on none to the hoop and will lay it in.
That's what Alec McMillan does best, is get those turnovers right there about the half court. Goes down, shoots it with easy layups.
Lepley kicks it back up top. Now left wing side for Jones. Jones trying to lob this one to Bell. Back to Jones. Now back to Bell on the left wing. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Back up top now. Here's Thompson. Thompson kicks it left wing side for Burke. Burke trying to lob it down low for Thompson, who throws it up. Can't get it to fall. Rebound still loose. McMillan trying to save it. Gets run into. And a foul down low. Going to go against Breyer Klein. And that's going to send Lepley to the free throw line, who ended up getting that rebound. Lepley's first attempt is up and in. So Keegan Uhl and Chloe Patton going to check back in here. McMillan and Fair going to check out for the last 13 seconds of the first half. Up, no good that time. Rebound by Breyer Klein with 12 seconds. Klein lobs for Proper. Proper steps back, gives it up. Keegan Uhl with a long three, no good. Rebound by Klein. Klein put back, no good, but a foul. She'll shoot a pair.
Good offensive rebound by Breyer. Going to go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Madeline Jones has two fouls, and those are the only fouls that have been called on Mount Vernon so far this evening, and this will be the Knights' first trip to the free throw line. Klein throws it up and gets it to fall. 5 points now for Breyer Klein. 3.2 seconds left in the second quarter, 28-16 the lead for the West Holmes Knights. Second attempt is up, backboard, no good. Rebound brought in there by Lepley. And they'll just hold on to it here as they hand it off to Bell, and that will end the half of play. And after two quarters, 28-16 the lead for West Holmes. We'll take a timeout and come back with first half numbers next on WKLM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded more than $11 million in scholarships to nearly 2,800 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Scholarship applications for the 2024-2025 academic year will open in January. To apply, please visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yerkesville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Companies are investing in Ohio every day. Invest in yourself and get the training you need to land the job of your dreams or enhance your skills this year. Buckeye Career Center is now accepting full-time adult education applications for our 10 programs that begin in August. We are also enrolling for our winter adult diploma program courses, including automotive brakes, automotive electrical electronic systems, Ohio commercial pest control, drone license preparation, STNA, and more. Call 330-339-2288 to learn how we can help you get your high school diploma for free.
Hey you, are you looking for driveway or base materials? I know just the place to go. D&M Rocks in Millersburg. They have shale products and culvert pipe, and they deliver. Or maybe you're looking for landscape supplies. D&M Rocks has that too.
Stop and see them on the hill behind Jitters, or give them a call to set up a delivery at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks.
Halftime in the dungeon, and West Holmes leading Mount Vernon 28-16. Jake Seidel and Don Hall with you to talk about this first half. It was 11-8 after one quarter of play for the Knights, and they would outscore the Yellow Jackets 17-8 in the second quarter to take this 28-16 halftime lead. Leading the way for the Yellow Jackets is Kimber Bell. Bell has 7 points to go along with 6 rebounds. She's shooting 3 of 7 from the floor right now and 1 of 1 from two-point land. 3 points from Haley Burke, Maddie Jones, 2 points from Caitlin Thomas, or Thompson, and 1 from Reese Lepley. On the other side for West Holmes, leading the way right now, Allie McMillan. McMillan shooting 1 of 2 from downtown, 3 of 3 from two-point land. After that, it is 6 points from Aviana Yoder. Yoder shooting 3 of 4 from the floor so far this afternoon or this evening. 5 points came from Briar Klein, who's shooting 2 of 4 from two-point land. 3 points from Proper and Uhl, and 2 points from Chloe Patton. Now with the first half team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Jake. Halftime score once again, West Holmes 28, Mount Vernon 16. 3-point field goals, Mount Vernon 1 of 7 for 14%. West Holmes 3 of 12 for 25%. 2-point field goals, Mount Vernon 5 of 13 for 38%. West Holmes 9 of 16 for 56%. From the charity stripe, Mount Vernon 3 of 9 for 33%. West Holmes 1 of 2 for 50%. Total rebounds, West Holmes is winning that, 20 to Mount Vernon 16. Total turnovers, West Holmes 5, Mount Vernon with 9.
Taking a look at rebounding leaders for the game, it's Kimber Bell. She has 6, 1 offensive for West Holmes, 6 for Briar Klein, 2 offensive. That leads the way. So 6 rebounds leads the way on each side. We saw Mount Vernon come out, try to slow down the tempo, and then they started speeding things up a little bit when they needed to get some more points.
Well, I think they wanted to speed it up as much as they could initially to get away from West Holmes' press. And that's one thing that you want to do, to fight pressure with a little bit of pressure on your own. Mount Vernon's getting to the free throw line. They're just not making them. They're 3 of 9. West Holmes is not getting to the free throw line. They're 1 of 2. So that's one thing. It just shows you a lack of maybe attacking the basket, if you will. Maybe your lack of free throws sometimes do tell you that.
And Chloe Patton on the defensive side, as well as Allie McMillan and Briar Klein, all three of them really finding ways, getting their hands on passes, knocking the ball out of hands of Mount Vernon players and creating those fast break opportunities.
Yeah, those three girls do just a phenomenal job of anticipating the next pass, Allie especially, and Chloe does a good job of helping a helper and rotationing underneath and getting her hands on some of the balls in the key. It's good that West Holmes has that because some of those turnovers are leading to easy layups.
Well, once again, your score here at halftime, West Holmes 28 and Mount Vernon 16. We'll take a timeout, and we'll come back next with the second half on WKLM.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Walsh & Associates want to thank our patients of the past 29 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Walsh, Dr. Reeser, and Dr. Bostick not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and orthodontics. Emergency care and new patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwalsh.com.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
This is Raleigh Mast. I'm a fleet mechanic with Yoder Lumber Logistics. We are a truckload carrier and broker servicing customers east of the Rocky Mountains. We have a fleet of late model equipment specializing in flatbed and Conestoga freight. At Yoder Lumber Logistics, we take pride in offering our customers fast and friendly service at competitive rates for all their inbound and outbound needs. Give us a call today at 330-893-3131.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
.28-16 the lead for West Holmes here at halftime. Jake Steindl and Don Hall with you once again, our video crew today. Jacob Heading, our producer. Aiden Garibrandt is our videographer. And Michael Hammonds back at WKLM Sports Central. Don't forget, tomorrow is tournament drawing day, and we will have reports on the tournament draws for you here on WKLM starting around 2 o'clock. Make sure you tune in. You can hear where Highland, West Holmes, and Garraway will all end up in their respective brackets. Knights basketball to start the third quarter as we cross the timeline with Allie McMillan. Kicks it on the left wing side. Keegan Uhl. A little bit of an awkward step there.
Not sure what she happened. I think she might have just tripped over her feet. I'm not going to lie. That's happened to me before out on the basketball court.
I think she tripped on the ball.
Well, she tripped, I think she tripped on her feet and landed on the ball.
You don't see that very often, but good to see her up and okay after that. So we reset now. Haley Burke with the basketball. Kicks it on the left wing side for Bell. Now back up top to Burke. McMillan guarding, and now Dapperich has it. There had it knocked out of bounds by Keegan Uhl.
Yeah, good job of Keegan denying that next pass.
Burke looks inbound this one, finds Dapperich, and back to Burke. Underneath, tries for Bell. Bell misses, getting a rebound, and it's Caitlin Thompson. She tried the putback, couldn't get the fall, and Chloe Patton with the next board. Breyer Klein fakes a three, now gets it down to Patton in the corner. Patton resets to the right wing side, lobs it down to Aviana Yoder. Aviana turns, shoots, and gets two more.
Nice little drop step by Aviana Yoder. Good look by Chloe Patton, yeah.
8 points for Aviana Yoder now. 7 minutes to play here, third quarter. Right wing side. Here's Lepley. Lepley moves down to the wing, looks for some help. Lobs it down to Thompson. Thompson turns, kicks it out to Dapperich, and she'll go around the horn once again with it. Finds its way back to Lepley. Now back to her from Bell. Lepley drives in, takes a mid-range jumper, can't get it to fall. Give the rebound to Keegan Uhl. Keegan Uhl down to Patton on the left wing side. Patton picks up her dribble, goes cross court. Allie McMillan drives in, picks it up, puts up the floater, can't get it to fall. Gets the rebound loose, but it will be Bell coming up with the rebound. Burke drives far side against McMillan. Now steps up, finds Bell up top. Now moves right wing side for Lepley. Lepley lobs it back to Bell. McMillan gets up high, denies the pass, and causes the turnover. Right wing side, Keegan Uhl drives in, lobs it up off the backboard. Count the bucket, and one for Keegan Uhl.
Good little hesitation move by Keegan Uhl. Makes the defense relax a little bit. Then she proceeded, got fouled, and finished. But all started with Allie McMillan anticipating that pass and getting a turnover down at the defensive end.
So Dabrich will pick up her first, team's first of the third quarter. And that will drop in for Keegan Uhl. Keegan Uhl now with 6 points. It's in the backcourt is Burke. She'll lob it across for Bell. Bell hands it back to Burke, left wing side, fakes a three. Dapperich has the ball taken off her hands by Keegan Uhl. McMillan going one on two the other way. Puts it up, can't, does get it to fall. Looked like it was going to bounce out, but she'll get the fast break points. And McMillan now with 11 points. 35-16 now the lead for West Holmes. Here's Lepley driving in, lobs it up, no good. Aviana Yoder with the rebound. Now here's McMillan, cross court to Klein. Klein picks up the ball, now gets it out to Yoder, who'll put up a three. Yoder's three off the front rim. Chloe Patton with the offensive board. The putback no good, and give the rebound finally there to Kimber Bell. Almost taken away in the backcourt. Now Lepley has it, working one-on-one with Yoder. Crosses the timeline, and Patton gets it loose. Patton driving in, puts it up high off the glass. No good. Keegan Uhl tips the rebound, but it will be brought up by Thompson. Thompson wants to drive. Tried to hand that one off to Burke. McMillan saves it from going out of bounds. Right to Patton. Now underneath, Keegan Uhl will put it up and put it in. Timeout, Mount Vernon. And head coach Scott Dapperich not happy with the official on something. It's 37-16 the lead for the Knights here on WKLM. We'll be back.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
A single-family home located at 9650 Golf Course Road Northwest in Sugar Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty at auctions with an asking price of $975,000. This property was built in 2021 and has three bedrooms and two full baths, 2,208 square feet, located in the Garraway Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Tim Miller at 740-502-6786 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Money's Player of the Game, offering design styles in both traditional and glitter. You never have to worry about looking good on game day. Save today with the latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at SixMoneys.com. Six Money's, where quality and service never go out of style. Lepley finds Thompson out underneath for Bell, misses it off the rim. Rebound going to be brought in by Yoder, who took a few shots in the back there. Stretch pass is going to go out of bounds. Daprich got up there to deflect it.
Good job by West Holmes coming down here, sort of a 2-3 zone, and the top two girls on there went and trapped, caught Mount Vernon off guard, but they were able to get that inside pass play, high-low game, going and had a layup, just missed it.
Yoder on the left wing side gets it out now to Klein. Now here's Uhl on the left wing. Back to Klein, they'll reset. Aviana Yoder calling for the ball down on the block. Think she has a little bit of a mismatch here. As Keegan Uhl wants to drive in. Uhl, right side, kicks it to Patton in the corner. Patton, looking, resets back to Uhl on the right wing. Uhl driving in underneath to Aviana Yoder. Turns and gets it with the hook shot.
Boy, Aviana Yoder has really come forward with her post moves here recently.
Keegan Uhl with another steal. Going the other way. She's going to bounce pass to McMillan. McMillan has her shot blocked, and it'll stay with the Knights. Just a little bit of an awkward exchange there between Uhl and McMillan, but a good idea nonetheless.
That's a good hustle back by Mal Vernon. I believe that was number 11, Thompson, that was able to block that shot.
You're going to see Olivia Shemrick for the first time tonight. As Uhl looks to inbound, finds McMillan on the left wing, and looks to reset. McMillan drives down towards the corner, lobs down for Yoder, kicked out. Pryor Klein for three, off the mark. Rebound brought in by Caitlin Thompson. Stretch pass now, that's going to go off the fingertips of Bradley and out of bounds. Just couldn't handle the hot sauce on that pass.
Yeah, that's the 15th turnover for Mal Vernon compared to 6 for West Holmes.
Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years, located in Millersburg and serving surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. McMillan gets the pass off to Neely Fair, who just checked in. Now right wing side for Uhl. Uhl puts up a three after a screen. Can't get it to fall. Rebound by Caitlin Thompson. She's been active on the boards tonight for Mount Vernon as well. In the backcourt with Bradley. Bradley crosses the timeline, moves, and will pull back now, working against Proper. Kicks it over on the right wing side for Maddie Jones. Now down in the corner for Shemrick. Shemrick hands it off to Ellie Jones. Jones back up top here to Maddie Jones. Thompson kicks it out. Now here's Bradley driving in, puts up an awkward hook shot that might have been partially blocked. Rebound going to go out of bounds as Ellie Jones tried to pick it up and couldn't keep it in. Only starter out there for Mount Vernon right now is Caitlin Thompson. Everyone else is on the bench for the Yellow Jackets as Fair almost has her pocket picked. McMillan able to hold on to the ball, but I guess they're going to say she saved it right before it went over the line. They'll reset. Keegan Uhl kicks it right wing side to Patton. That pass going to be deflected. Thompson really playing like an all-star out there right now for Mount Vernon. Driving in is Proper, now kicked back out to Patton. Patton drains a three.
That's Chloe. She won the ball, had her hands out, feet set, ready to shoot the ball, and nailed it.
Across the timeline with Maddie Jones once again. Kicks it down into the corner for Bradley. Bradley fakes the pass and will reset it back up to Maddie Jones. Now lob to Thompson on the left side. Kicks it back out. Ellie Jones will find Bradley. Bradley, I think that was a pass down low to Thompson. Thompson has her pocket picked, and Keegan Uhl will pick up the basketball. Uhl moves onto the right wing side, now pulls back. Her pass was knocked out of her hands. I think she was saying they got her wrist, but it'll be a turnover on the Knights. Up top, here's Shemrick driving in, and a kick ball. McMillan got a foot on it as she went by.
Wholesale substitutions right now.
Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you tonight by Millersburg Tire Service. Michael Hammond will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way till midnight. 1:41 to go here in the third quarter, 42-16. Jackets have failed to score so far in this one, as that shot going to be up and missed by Thompson. Hammond's scored in the third quarter. As Klein drives in, puts it up off the iron. No good. Rebound will be brought in by Ellie Jones. She'll be tied up. That'll keep the ball with the Yellow Jackets. Ball inbounded to Jones in the backcourt here. Maddie Jones across the timeline, drives in, tried to kick it out, and a foul going to be called against West Holmes down low.
I'll tell you, Maddie Jones looks good with the ball in her hands. She's very, very strong, very athletic with the ball.
Briar Klein picks up her third, team's first of the quarter. Kicked into the corner for Bradley, but she can't hold on to the pass. It'll go out of bounds, and that'll be turnover number 17 on Mount Vernon. Inching closer to the running clock here. Right now, 42-16. As Jewel Brown with the basketball drives on, kicks it out now to Klein, who fakes a step, now kicks it back out to Brown. Brown drives in, pulls back, resets back up top. Briar Klein drives in with under a minute to play. No good, but a foul. She got hacked on her way up. And that's going to go against Maddie Jones, picking up her third.
Yeah, Briar's doing such a good job of finding lanes to penetrate and get into the key.
You know, another player we seem to talk about a lot every time she's on the court, if not giving up her opportunity, is Jewel Brown, as Briar Klein makes the front end there. It seems like every time she's out there, she's doing everything she can to make sure she can be a productive member of the team.
Absolutely, and she does a good job, and she has accepted that role coming off the bench. She does a good job of handling ball and playing good defense.
Second attempt is up and in there for Klein. 44-16 now the lead for the West Holmes Knights. You know, going off that, it's not just on the varsity end for Brown, as that lob down low to Bell is
knocked away by Brown.
Kicked down in the corner now, driving in is Briar Klein underneath for Greta Rollins. She can't get that one to fall. Bell will get the rebound. As I was saying, you'll see her in the JV game before this playing just as hard as anyone else on that court.
Absolutely. She knows no other way.
Thompson on the right wing. I'll kick it on the left wing. Sign now for Lepley. Lepley kicks it back out. Here's Daprich now back to Thompson. Thompson, bounce pass, kicks it back out to Daprich. Now Burke thought about a three. She'll give it up to Reese Lepley down low. Now back to Burke, and we'll reset. 10 seconds left. Daprich drives in. Might have gotten away with the travel there as we reset now. Thompson driving in, kicks it out for Burke. 2 seconds. Now back up top for Bell. They're not going to get the shot off, and it would have been blocked anyway. And the Knights blank the Yellow Jackets in the third quarter, and they send their lead 44-16. Fourth quarter comes your way next year on WKLM.
With unpredictable power outages affecting homeowners more frequently than ever, Generac's best-selling home standby generators are designed to protect your home and family from extended power failures. This is Kerry Taylor inviting you to partner with Millersburg Electric and Generac for a free in-home assessment to identify the right generator for your backup power and financial needs. Power you control with peace of mind from Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and puts the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denko Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
44-16 the lead for West Holmes. Jake Seidel and Don Hall back with you as we'll go ahead and get you the third quarter numbers here in just a moment. McMillan with the basketball on the right wing side. Lobs it down to Aviana Yoder. She'll turn, kick it back out to McMillan. Now Briar Klein. Now Keegan Uhl on the left wing. Uhl going to drive in with the right hand. No good, but a foul. She'll shoot a pair.
Good solid penetration by Keegan right there.
And they're going to get Caitlin Daprich on that one. That's her second, team's first. Third quarter numbers, West Holmes 1-4 from downtown. And Mount Vernon did not attempt a three-point shot. That's the first one in there for Keegan Uhl. 5 of 10 for 50% from two-point land for West Holmes. 0 of 6 by Mount Vernon. That one's missed. Caitlin Thompson will come up with it. 3 of 3 from the charity stripe in the third quarter behind the Knights. No free throws attempted by the Jackets. Both teams had 7 rebounds in the third frame. As a foul on the other end, going to send Kimber Bell to the free throw line. Jackets had 9 turnovers. Knights had 2 in the third quarter. Chloe Patton going to pick up her second, team's first of the quarter, and we'll see Kimber Bell head to the free throw line.
And Chloe might have hit her nose right there.
First attempt here from Bell is up, and that one is good. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies player of the game. Six Monies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with our latest offerings at on Facebook and Instagram and shop at sixmonies.com. Six Monies, where quality and service never go out of style. First point since the second quarter there for Mount Vernon. It's now 45-18, 7:20 remaining in the ballgame. We'll have a tie-up that'll give the ball back to the Yellow Jackets, so a turnover by West Holmes.
They ain't no quitting those Yellow Jackets.
They're playing hard. Scott Dapprich, the head coach down there, pleading his case about something again. But, as you know, every coach does that.
Absolutely.
The entire game. As Caitlin Dapprich with the basketball gives it up to Caitlin Thompson. Now right wing side to Burke. Burke moves right wing side. Bounce pass down to Thompson. Thompson kicks it back out. Burke for three. Got it.
Yeah, Burke 2 of 3 from behind the arc today.
45-21 now the lead for West Holmes. And Proper will try her own three. Can't get that one to fall. Kimber Bell with the rebound. Across the timeline now, here is Burke. Left wing side for Caitlin Dapprich. Gives it back to Burke. Now down low for Bell. Bell has the ball taken away by Allie McMillan. McMillan in a 3-on-2 the other way. Drives in, gives it up to Briar Klein. She can't get the shot to fall. Kimber Bell with the rebound. Reese Lepley driving the other way now. 1-on-1. Throws up the hook shot. Can't get it. McMillan with the board. Now here's Keegan Uhl. Uhl drives across the timeline. And will look to reset. Down in the corner, Briar Klein for three. Can't get it. Rebound by Proper down low. Puts it back up. No good, but a foul. She'll shoot a pair.
This will be Zillian Proper's first attempts tonight from the charity stripe.
Dapprich will pick up her third, team second. Of the 6 fouls called on Mount Vernon tonight, they've been on 2 players. And Proper will get the front end to drop in there. Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory-trained technicians and carries a full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call today at 330-279-4522. Proper, 2 of 2 from the charity stripe on that one. Burke drops back, kicks it around the horn, and now Dapprich has it. Dapprich to a cutting Bell. Bell throws it up off the glass and drops it in for 2 more. 47-23, the West Holmes lead. 5:40 to play in this one. Bounce pass into Yoder. Yoder wants to turn around, almost loses the basketball, puts it up, can't get it to fall. And I'll give you one guess who got that rebound. It was Caitlin Thompson. She's been all over the boards in the second half. Left wing side here for Kimber Bell. And the ball going to be taken away again by Keegan Uhl and somehow able to keep it in bounds, throws it up in the air. Briar Klein gets it at midcourt, kicks it out to McMillan. McMillan drives in. Ball's loose. Proper picks it up. Now Briar Klein for 3 on the left wing. No good. Rebound loose, and Dapprich will bring it in. No, she won't. It will still be loose and eventually brought in by Kimber Bell. And now Lepley going to be fouled here. They're going to give this one to Briar Klein. That'll be number 4, I believe. So Briar Klein will check out. Good to see Chloe Patton checking back
yes.
in here. Chloe with only 5 points tonight, but she's played great defense and been able to cause a few turnovers and really just great chaos.
And that's what she needs to do every game, and she's a leader out there as well.
Bell turns, slings it up top. Dapprich puts it up. That shot might have been partially blocked, and as I was saying, Patton gets a rebound there. She's going to commit a turnover, too, because a two-handed push in the back did not get seen. Inbound underneath to Bell. She'll have it stripped out of her hands, but a foul going to be called on Proper.
Bell's turned into this night to pretty nice. She's at 4 of 11 from the field, 3 of 3 from the charity stripe. I have her for 11 rebounds.
So Bell back at the line, shooting two. Will miss the front end there. Patton heads up play right there, immediately picks that one off the rim. Second attempt. And she'll get that one as well. You'll get that one, I should say. She missed the front end. 47-24. It's been a long week, Don. Because now we have a full sale subs for Mount Vernon. Patton will inbound this one to McMillan. 4:50 to play. 47-24 the lead as Allie McMillan looks to come across the timeline. McMillan kicks it left wing side to Proper. Proper up top now to Keegan Uhle. Uhle wants to drive right wing side. Lobs it underneath for Fair. She just can't handle that pass. It's tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with West Holmes.
It was actually pretty good hands by Neely Fair, and Mount Vernon did a good job of just knocking it out of her hands.
I didn't see the tip. I thought it just kind of got, lost in the breadbasket somewhere there as Patton kicks it out. Now driving in is McMillan. Her floater's no good. Rebound brought in by Bell. Now ball's loose on the floor. McMillan dives for it. We're going to have a tie-up. That'll give the ball to West Holmes.
21st turnover for Mount Vernon.
So Keegan Uhle going to look to inbound this one. 4:25 to play. Finds McMillan out top. McMillan gives it up to Patton. Patton fakes the handoff. She's going to take it to the hoop herself, and she'll lay it in. Driving the other way, here is Jones. Jones kicks it out. Bradley for a long two. No good. Patton with the board, and she kicks it right out to Keegan Uhle. Uhle across the timeline drives. She wants to go coast to coast. She'll put up a jumper from the side of the lane. Can't get it to fall. Rebound to Kimber Bell, who must be nearing a double-double if she doesn't have one already.
She has one already.
Underneath now, here is Ellie Jones. And a foul going to be called against Patton. Her third, team's fourth of the quarter. 3:49 to play here in the ball game. West Holmes leading 49-24. And that inbounds pass taken right away by Proper. She's going to break through two defenders, lays it up just a bit too strong. Give the rebound once again to Kimber Bell. Across the timeline now, here's Maddie Jones going to hand this one off to Bradley. Bradley. Her pass knocked up in the air by McMillan, but somehow finds its way to Bell. Bell going to lose it out of bounds off her foot and will go the other way. Turnover number 23 on Mount Vernon tonight. As Jewel Brown going to check in, as well as Greta Rollins, I believe, checking in for West Holmes. As Patton will get that one into Brown in the backcourt. Brown. Across the timeline, looking down to the corner, fakes, finds Patton. Patton drives in left wing side, now out to Proper, who puts up a three, no good. Neely Fair not able to hold on to that one, though. She tips it out of bounds on the rebound attempt. It'll go to the Jackets. It's going to be the last conference game Mount Vernon plays in this gym, at least in the sport of girls basketball, and now a foul going to go against Proper.
Mount Vernon's going to be shooting two shots the rest of the game.
So at the line's going to be Maddie Jones. Of course, Mount Vernon, they've been in the OCC for about 10 years now.
They've been there, yes, quite some time.
They're moving down to the Licking County League, and the first attempt there is going to be missed by Jones. And as we know now, the Dover Tornado is going to take their place starting, I believe, fall 2025 for all sports but football, fall 2026 for football. The next attempt up there, no good. Rebound tipped in the air, and Rollins will come up with the rebound. Rollins, that'll be a turnover trying to get it to Brown, and now she'll commit a foul, and that's going to send Jones to the charity stripe to shoot two. Rollins picks up her first. And it's fouls like that that make you miss the one and one.
Absolutely.
First attempt is up, and that's in there for Maddie Jones.
Maddie's 2 for 5 tonight from the charity stripe so far.
Second attempt in there as well. Under 3 to play. Jewel Brown down low. She'll look to reset. Gets it up high to Proper. Proper drives in. Left-handed shot. Off the rim. No good. Rebound going to be brought in by Ellie Jones. Bradley almost has that ball picked out of her pocket. She'll get across the timeline now. Drives in. Gets a pass down low to Thompson, and she'll bank it in and one.
She's had a nice little floor game tonight. This will be her first trip to the line tonight.
Rollins will pick up her second. Thompson with 4 and will make it 5. 49-29. A 20-point ball game. As we cross the timeline, here is Proper. Bounce pass to Patton on the left wing side. Patton kicks it up on the left wing for 3. Can't get it to fall. Rebound brought in by, call that, Maddie Jones. Jones on the left wing side will drive in, working one-on-one. Has the ball stripped out of her hands. A late foul call. They're going to get Breyer Klein, and that's going to be it. Oh, who'd they call that on? Greta Rollins. I was going to say I didn't think Breyer Klein was on the court, but I saw a 3. I never saw the 1. Jones knocks the front end in there. Well, stay tuned immediately following your game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you tonight by Millersburg Tire Service. Michael Hammond will be reporting on all the scores from around the area all the way till midnight. I'm sure Michael would love to keep you company after this ball game, giving you all those scores. Second attempt in there as well. So we'll send him a huge shout out, working double duty on the boards tonight. Of course, he had the Highland boys game earlier. Brown on the left wing side, going to hand that one off as we kick it down into the corner. Trying to find Neely Fair, but the pass going to be knocked around, and it'll eventually find its way to the hands of Bradley. Bradley kicks left wing side now for Jones. Jones, bounce underneath now, kicked out. Here's Bradley. Brown trying to get down low to steal that basketball. Now she's stuck underneath. Thompson has it. She's fouled, and she'll go to the line and shoot 2.
Two more free throws. Looks like West Holmes has Kara McMillan and Rory Wilcox in there now on the varsity floor.
First attempt missed there by Caitlin Thompson. 1:45 to play, 49-31 the lead for West Holmes. Second attempt, that one will drop in there. And we're going to see Maddie Toshif for the first time tonight for Mount Vernon, as both teams mostly have the reserves in there now. So we cross the timeline with Brown. Brown drives in, kicks it to Rollins in the corner. Rollins now inside for Wilcox, and the ball going to be tipped away. And tie up down low will give the ball back to Mount Vernon.
Be West Holmes' 11th turnover.
Olivia Bradley going to check back in, and we'll see Maddie Jones check out. 1:28 to play. Ellie Jones going to look to inbound this one for Mount Vernon. Caitlin Thompson out there, and I believe she's the only starter left in the ball game for either team. Left wing side for Shemrick. Shemrick going to lob it down low, just a bit high, and will run outside. Run the other way.
That's a nice little pick and roll. I mean, that's the right pass. Just needs to be a little bit better pass.
But just a little bit high there. Incidentally, slipped into my Bob Uecker impression. Brown across the timeline now. Well, reset, moves on the right wing side. Bounce pass into Fair. Fair gets it after it was tipped. Misses the shot. Greta Rollins with the offensive board. And the putback is good for Greta Rollins. We're under a minute to play in this one. 51-32, the lead for West Holmes. Left wing side here for Ellie Jones. She'll get it back to Bradley. Bradley moves right wing side. Now finds Thompson. Thompson going to lose the basketball. It's on the floor, and we're going to have another tie-up. This one will give it to West Holmes.
Still girls on the floor, wanting that 50-50 ball. Al, going to give it to West Holmes. Okay.
So Wilcox going to look to inbound this one, and we'll get it into Jewel Brown. Brown in the backcourt. Goes cross court, now comes back into the middle as she crosses the timeline, gives it up to Rollins. Rollins to Kara McMillan on the right wing side. McMillan drives in, has her shot blocked. It'll go out of bounds. Last touched by the Jackets and stay with West Holmes. 51-32, 29 and 8-tenths of a second remaining as this one inbounded to Rollins. Now up top to Wilcox. Back to Brown. Brown drives in, loses the basketball, saves it, finds Wilcox. Wilcox dribbles, finds Kara McMillan. McMillan drives onto the right wing, now kicks left wing side. Rollins for three. No good. Rebound brought in underneath by Wilcox. No, it's going to be Shemrick with the rebound. We'll go the other way. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Thompson drives, lays it up, misses the shot. Wilcox with the board. There's the final buzzer. West Holmes wins it by the final score of 51-32. We'll take a timeout and come back and wrap this one up next here on WKLM.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rudy's IGA. They have 93% lean ground beef for $4.99 a pound, beef Rambouillet Sterling Tip Roast for $3.99 a pound, and 1 pound red ripe strawberries, 2 for $6. They also have beef Rambouillet Sterling Tip Steak for $4.19 a pound, beef cube steak for $4.99 a pound, beef loin T-bone steak for $10.79 a pound, Gerber's Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs for $3.79 a pound, and pork loin boneless pork chops for $2.79 a pound. That's down through Sunday at Rudy's IGA Marketplace in Middlesbrough.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all other types of furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Broman & Byler in Millersburg is a local full-service accounting firm. Hello, this is John Byler. We offer a complete range of services from tax, business and estate planning to bookkeeping and payroll services. When choosing a financial advisor at tax time, choose Broman & Byler at 161 North Washington Street in Millersburg. You can reach us at 330-674-8222.
Final score in the Dungeon tonight, it was West Holmes 51 and Mount Vernon 32. Jake Seidel and Don Hall back with you to wrap this one up. It was all West Holmes in the first half of this ball game. They led 11-8 after one quarter of play and outscored the Yellow Jackets 17-8 in the second frame to go into halftime with a 28-16 halftime advantage. They did not allow Mount Vernon to score in the third quarter and outscored them 16-0. Take a 44-16 lead, and then Mount Vernon would come back and outscore the Knights in the final quarter 16-7, but it wouldn't be enough as West Holmes gets the win 51-32. Leading the way for the Yellow Jackets was Kimber Bell. Bell tonight shot 4 of 11 from two-point land, 4 of 5 from the charity stripe for 11 points. After that, 7 points from Maddie Jones. Maddie Jones only just 1 of 1 from two-point land, but she was 5 of 8 from the charity stripe. 6 points each from Caitlin Thompson and Haley Burke, and 1 point from Reese Lepley. On the other side for West Holmes, they were led by Allie McMillan, who had 11 points. McMillan shot 1 of 2 from downtown, 4 of 6 from two-point land. Then 10 points from Aviana Yoder, as well as Keegan Uhl. Yoder shot a blistering 5 of 7 from inside the arc tonight. She also missed 1 3-point attempt. Keegan Uhl, she went 2 of 5 from two-point land, 1 of 4 from downtown, and 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. After that, 7 points from Briar Klein and Chloe Patton, 5 points from Zelina Proper, and 2 from Greta Rollins. That's how we get to our final score of 32. Can't read my own handwriting. Now with the final team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Jake. Once again, 51 for West Holmes, 32 Mount Vernon, 3-point field goals. Mount Vernon 2 of 9 for 22%. West Holmes 4 of 22 for 18%. 2-point field goals. Mount Vernon 7 of 25 for 28%. West Holmes 16 of 35 for 46%. From the charity stripe, Mount Vernon 12 of 22 for 55%. West Holmes was 7 of 9 for 78%. Total rebounds, each team with 36. Total turnovers, Mount Vernon 25, West Holmes with 11.
Our rebounding leader tonight, Kimber Bell, she did end up with a double-double. She had 14 rebounds to go along with her 11 points. Rebound leader for the Knights. Looks like it's going to be Briar Klein with 6. Too offensive. We'll go ahead and take a quick timeout. We'll come back with our player of the game on WKLM.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with 4 great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
MRV Siding Supply is introducing another line of stone called Casa di Sassi, where old world charm meets modern luxury. Whether you're looking to enhance your outdoor space or add a touch of sophistication to your interior design, their wide range of products will meet your every need. Choose from a variety of styles and colors to create the perfect ambiance for your space. Casa di Sassi, where timeless beauty meets exceptional quality. Discover the possibilities at MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg, or on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement
improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Taking on a large exterior home project is no small task. When you're looking for the best options in roofing, siding, windows, and doors, Provia products are the clear choice. At Provia, quality is engineered into the product, integrity is never compromised, and local craftsmanship delivers a stunning final result that will last for generations. Our experts at Keim Home Center are here to help you explore the possibilities. Visit Keim in Charm, Ohio. Keim, built on trust since 1911.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Our Six Money's player of the game tonight going to go to Aviana Yoder. Aviana had 10 points to go along with four rebounds. One of those was offensive, but other than that, she was fantastic playing in the post tonight, whether she was defending or setting a few picks, Don. She really seemed to have a fantastic game.
Yeah, Aviana has really stepped up her game here recently, especially inside where she's truly demanding the ball, and they're getting her the ball, and she's starting to score with a variety of moves.
Well, congratulations, Aviana. You're going to get a T-shirt courtesy of Six Monies. Well, Don, any final thoughts on this one?
No, it's a good win. It's a good win for West Holmes. You know, they have the tournament draw tomorrow, so I wish the Knights the best of luck for a good draw. And it's the last time we'll probably do a Mount Vernon game in the OCC versus West Holmes. So it's sort of a little sentimental. But, I mean, it was a good game tonight. West Holmes did what they needed to do and came out with the victory.
Well, and don't forget, with those drawings tomorrow, starting at around 2 o'clock, we'll have updates on those for West Holmes, Highland, and Garraway. A few thank yous to send out first before we get out of here. We got to thank our production crew from Claxon Communications, Jacob Heading and Aiden Garibrandt, and back at WKLM Sports Central, running the board there was Michael Hammond. And again, Don, always great to work with you. Thanks for taking some time out of your schedule to work with us.
Oh, I appreciate it, and it's always fun doing a game with you, Jake. So I'm sure hopefully we'll see each other maybe during the tournament trip.
I'm sure we will. So once again, our final score in this one, it was the West Holmes Knights 51 and the Mount Vernon Yellow Jackets 32. For Don Hall, as well as Jacob Henning and Aiden Garibrandt, and back at WKLM Sports Central, Michael Hammond, I'm Jake Seidel, signing off, reminding you to stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow here on WKLM. Have a great night.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department, WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.